Hey, what's up? It's Philly Girl.
And I'm Delaware Dude.
We got really into it in this episode of Race Wars.
See where we settle it.
Or if we settle it.
At all.
I love you too.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Talking about sex can be an uneasy experience for kids and an even more awkward one for adults. If only there were an easier way to talk about the birds and the bees without it being so uncomfortable. Well, now you can, by letting Tracy Morgan do it for you, with Morgan Talks to Minors.
It's about that fun in the bed. You're supposed to enjoy the one you win.
That's right.
How are you going to do that if you're so uptight?
Sex can be complex, including things your child may not be ready for, and Tracy is here to let them know that that's okay.
I'm a man. You ain't a man till you stick your tongue in your woman's ass. You scared
so
to
real.
Toss a salad.
There's nothing to be nervous about when it comes to having sex, including putting on a condom.
And what about condoms?
Nah, I don't use those.
You don't use those?
Nah. And I'm not pulling out. I don't care if it's the first fucking night I met you. I'm not using no rubbers. Hey, listen, if you ain't willing to die for it, you really didn't want it.
Tracy's knowledge knows no bounds, as he even gives guidance on being in your first relationship.
Once I start spending money on you, I own you. Once I start spending that cash, once cash start getting spent, if I ever see you fucking look at somebody, it's going down.
Interacting with the opposite sex can be nerve-wracking for teens, but Tracy can connect on a level that anyone can understand.
Let me tell you something. We fear pussy our whole lives. We fear dick after the first time they over the fear dick. We feel pussy, you know why? Because you want to perform. You want to be invited back.
Whether you're a boy or a girl, talking to your crush can be terrifying. But not with tips like these.
But it's more than just penetration.
Yeah.
To me, foreplay is when she cooking, you slap on her ass. She's doing her hair, and you come rub your dick on her ass too. You got to let her know. You can't just love her.
Right.
You got to love on her.
Morgan Talks to Minors. Sign-ups now available at That Girl Who Does Hair's place on 125th.
God damn it!
Here we go! Race Wars, baby. We back. We back in the building. Yes, Kurt just walked in, by the way.
I sure did. And
Neil Casey's here, too.
Hi.
Hi, Neil Casey, yeah.
I do want to mention, though, I got to get this out the way now, that my mother passed away Monday.
I know, dude. I'm
sorry to hear that.
My mother passed away Monday. God bless her soul. I love you, Ma. You taught me everything I know. You're my angel, my guardian angel, and I love you. And I'll miss you.
How old is your mom, dude?
She was 72, about to be 73.
And
that's pretty young for her. But at least she didn't suffer at the end, and I'm so happy that I was with her that whole last day.
Well, that's a big thing. You got to at least be with her at the end, not like
It's unbelievable, the blessing that it ended great. I wanted more time with her, but it ended the right way, so I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that at least, dude.
So, you know.
I found my old man in a fucking trailer in Florida.
Oh, shit, it still hurts you. Spilling Red Bull even when the story comes up.
Yeah.
You found your father in a trailer in Florida.
Well, I didn't. Somebody
did. You mean when he passed away? Okay.
Yeah, it's not a good way, man, but... I don't know, dude. It's like, I mean, we're on good terms, but I would have liked to have, like, be around at the end, you know?
Yeah. It does, yeah. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I had one of the great ones. I had a great mother, man. So, wanted to get that out the way.
I bet she was really proud of you.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely proud, and it was good that she got to, you know, enjoy some of my success, no matter how limited it is.
Well, we dedicate the episode to her, and, on a better note than that, I got my apology from Comedy on State.
Oh, that's right. Comedy on State in, what is it, Minnesota?
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. That's right. Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Apologized to Kurt. They formally apologized.
Yeah, well, Eve, the owner, it's two sisters that own it, so right. Eve was nice and called me, because I guess she was in New York.
Oh, she was here when she did it.
Yeah, she texted me. like, do you want to meet in person? And then I had Karen do all the response.
Yes.
But it really is how you said to, like, my brain's like an old TV. I'm going to put Karen's brain on top of that TV.
You know how when you got the old broken TV and it's just still there, nobody moves it out, so you just put the new TV on top of it?
Yeah, so I have her analyze all those kind of things and then formulate my responses.
That's Kurt's brain is the broken TV and Karen's brain is a young...
Yeah, it only does, like, two things
picture
now.
Picture and picture on top.
Yeah. And so Karen's like, invite her on the show. I gave her three options. I'm like, you can get her to come on the show tonight, or we'll do like a bonus episode. I was going to say yesterday if like she couldn't make it to this, or you just call me on the phone. It's like a meet in person, dude.
But
like,
you took the charge. You took the charge of how you're going to deal with it.
She wanted a face-to-face with you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't understand why.
Is she here or is she in Madison?
She just flew back today.
New York.
But we were, you know, we kind of ended on good terms. But then when I texted her, because Madison can still suck my dick. Like, they're cool with me.
Oh, the club is cool, but you still got beef with Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, she goes, you know, I didn't know why I gotten fired exactly. And, you know, she told me that I walked half the room. Every show from Thursday to Friday.
Just half?
Yeah.
I guess the staff couldn't leave, huh?
But first of all, I didn't. I know exactly which show she's talking about where people walked and the crowd's wrong. And by the way, if these jokes work here, I think we should just assume Madison's wrong.
Like, yes, yeah, I agree.
Why on earth would New York be wrong and Madison right? But the shit that Karen told me to say when she was right is, look, if my act's not right for that, that's cool, but you should research me first
before
on
booking.
Google, because that's your job. Like, I'm not unprofessional for doing what I do. I get hired to be me.
Right.
So, and I'm certainly not unprofessional in Treasure Club, because that's unprofessional shit talker. So why would you deal with me wrong and expect me not to do that?
Yeah, it ain't like you got there and changed your whole act up and started,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, but see, the culture of that club is they pander to the audience with their bullshit.
It's a college town, right?
It's a college town.
Yeah, that's the first. He knows the problem.
It's like a white college town. It's
an two things I hate. White and college.
This is a fun fact. I told you it's politically correct. That term was invented there as a compliment.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Politically correct was a compliment.
A compliment invented. See who your friends were.
Guys, I got to step in a little bit here. I'm from Wisconsin.
Boom!
I'm not from Madison. I'm from the hick part of the state. I'm from the backwoods up north.
What's the name of the town? What's the name of it?
It's called Frederick.
Frederick?
What's the rep of Madison?
Wisconsin?
And where you're from?
The rep of Madison is that it's like sort of the Austin of Wisconsin. So like Wisconsin doesn't have a ton going for it. It's a lot of ham eating and and beer drinking.
A lot of ham eating, huh?
Yeah. Actually, our governor, Scott Walker, is really... he's really famous for tweeting about how much he loves hot ham, which sounds real gay.
Who doesn't like hot ham?
He likes sitting on it.
Yeah.
So him and the teachers' unions, like, they disagree on pretty much everything, but, like, they could all agree on a nice hot ham.
I bet they could share a ham. They could eat, like, Lady and the Tramp style, eat from one end of the ham to the other, and then kiss in the middle.
They're anti-union ham.
I'm a big Scott Walker supporter just for the fact that I know Madison hates his guts. And I want him governor every year. I don't know if there's term limits, but...
Do they hate Scott Walker in Madison?
Oh, yeah. They hate him so much.
I mean, if you just look at his face, he's pretty hateable.
Now that they hate him, I could vote for him for president.
Yeah.
Well, he dropped out of the race, so...
Ah, darn it.
Too late.
He'll be back.
Did we say Neil where Neil Casey's from?
No.
So my buddy Neil here.
Finally, you're going to introduce him.
Yeah. I got
That's
all
how
distracted.
He is,
Works with Amy Schumer, and he's going to be the main villain in the new Ghostbusters, the penis free Ghostbusters.
Oh, penis free?
The
all female cast?
I'm in the dick free Ghostbusters.
He plays the ghost of a penis.
What you doing in here, ghost penis? Is that Leslie's line? Did you kill Leslie in a movie? Who get killed in a movie? I want to know some secrets.
I can't give any secrets.
Son of a bitch. Did you ever see the first Ghostbusters?
Plenty of
times. Can we talk about that?
The first Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Sure, we can talk about that all you want. Yeah.
Did they kill Leslie in that movie? Trying to find a way.
Anyway, the people at that fucking club, I saw the people who walked out, and they got offended because I was talking to these two Saudi girls in the front row.
Yeah.
I said this last week. I was telling that joke about putting a mosque in every building.
Yes.
And the Saudi girls are laughing, by the way. Probably because they've been trained to never defy a man.
I'm sure. I'm sure the two girls retold that joke. The Saudi girls probably retold that joke somewhere.
I hope so.
To their family?
I'm looking right next to them. I see this blonde white girl like this, just with her mouth agape.
Yes. Oh, I would have stuck my dick right in her mouth, too.
Yeah. I wasn't bummy. Dude, I could have fucked any fat girl in Madison after that show that night.
Which ones did you?
I ended up not. This fucking little cock block got in the way. Oh. She had her friend with her that she's not fucking.
You went for the extra cute one.
No, I went with... I'm not picky like that.
I'm saying out of the girls that were there, though.
I just go for whoever seems like they want dick, dude. I don't fucking have a type. I'm just happy to be on the team.
He banged the homeless guy in Tampa. Guy was just into him.
So I thought that cock blockery by this guy was going to be the worst thing of that trip. And little did I know, the next day I'd be canned. But the reason I found out about this is because comics from that local scene brag to this day about me getting fired, and that's what they told my friend. I don't want to say name.
They were laughing like, "Oh, big time came in here and ate humble pie."
No,
that
they
kind
go,
of shit?
They go, maybe jokes about Muslims work with the Bridge and Tunnel crowd, but in Madison, we're better than that. And
like, first of all, the Bridge and Tunnel crowd is so much better than Madison, Wisconsin crowd.
There are a million times better.
I'll pray for Bridge and Tunnel any day.
They don't have tunnels or bridges.
No,
we
just have cows. It's just 100% cows and ham.
I have other friends from Wisconsin. What about the bridges? Warned me it was like a lefty fascist.
The bridges of Madison County. Is that the same whiteness or no?
No, Madison County is supposed to be in Iowa, I think.
I think all white people live the same place. Well, welcome.
Yeah, but also,
welcome you to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy
to
be here.
Don't tell you the scene, the comedy scene there is controlled by college girls. And you really can't put them in charge.
It's already bad.
You cannot. A matriarchy, if you ever wonder what that would look like.
Anything ran by college girls... It's going to be political.
They're used to being deferred to.
Nigga, canned food drive in college. When you have a canned food drive, just corn. You bring some corn. We give it to the homeless. Broads have got to be in charge. We got to make a sign. It got to be the right sign. You got to get there early for the sign. If you ain't here for the sign, you can't help collect cans.
So I told you, one of the bouncers, when I first got there, because what happened was I'd meet little groups of people there, and then they'd all like talk bad about this other group that they were supposedly friends with.
Yeah.
It was the most, basically everything I've ever hated about a hipster. And all the hipsters I ever hated turned out were from there.
From Madison.
Yeah, just like the ugly sweaters and the stupid glasses and the fucking...
Greyhound has a Madison to Williamsburg, Brooklyn express.
Yeah, like the grown man who's shy. Right? So...
That's because of bitches. You're right.
Well, the dudes are fucking bitches. So somebody
and girls
like me,
will play into it and be like, "Oh, he's so cute." And then that's the fucking thing you're supposed to hit.
Well,
instead of being a man.
A guy like me is not going to go over that. I just like first of all, I'm a giant lummox and I got a fucking heavy Jersey accent. And I talk like I don't really give a fuck how you feel about it. So
you can't play bashful
that's
too easy.
That's three strikes against me immediately when these guys are they're used to like shoegaze. Fucking kind of dudes. Do you know what I mean? Like, just little, like, weak. The guy that opened for me was this fat kid that I thought was an Orthodox Jew, but he just was wearing a terrible tucked in shirt. And,
really?
It was the way his hair was. From a distance, I'm like, do they have Orthodox Jews here? And it was just some fat guy. He was terrible, terrible fucking comic. The crowd would not turn on him, though, because he's fat. So,
how do you look like an Orthodox Jew and not be one? Like, what look are you going for?
Specific way.
It's like, are you Amish?
Because they don't have the decency to be like, "Hey, you fat fuck, do something with yourself." That's not that kind of town.
Right.
It's the kind of place where you're like, "Oh, he's a person of size."
And he's shy.
And I'm a thin, privileged person. Which, by that's my favorite kind of privilege, when a fatso would be like, "Do you know what kind of privilege it is to be a fat fuck? Most of the world couldn't fathom being a fat fuck. And you're the one with the privilege if you're that kind of a glutton." But somehow here... In America, there's a thing of calling you privileged if you're not enormous.
If you're not fat.
That's fucking incredible, dude.
Wow. Look at young faces. Who's Look young faces?
Young faces. Oh! Does Jay... Oh, Jay and Dan are out there. Come in the room, dude. I want to tell them about my victory over Madison, Wisconsin.
You really want to do a lap about this dumb Madison club?
I do want to so bad. Yo,
hey, haircut soda.
Got an official apology from Comedy on State.
Oh, yeah. He got an apology. He's so happy.
Yeah.
He's so happy about
just
it.
Just recently?
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah, yesterday.
He's so happy about it.
I really am, dude.
Get on the mic, dumb.
I gave no...
Dan, get on the mic.
Like, you know, where you go, like, maybe it was a little my fault, too. I gave not an inch on that.
Not an inch.
But they're, like, the sweetest girls ever in the world.
Are they?
Always. I heard they are, and I met one of them, at least. What? And it just seemed sweet, but I heard that story, and I was always maybe be judgmental of it, sort
of. Eve is the one who called me, and she, it was nice of her to call me and finally put that to rest. So I will say she's sweet. However...
Did they tell you what it was?
She says that she claimed I walked half the room every fucking night, but I was there. I know I didn't. It was the content of my jokes, and if you don't like my shit, you shouldn't book me. So she thought I was going to be last comic standing, Kurt, or something.
Oh, she means like 3 seconds at a time.
Who's got jokes, Kurt?
But my whole thing was
going to the bathroom at the cellar, Kurt. Just catch that amount.
Look, let's say I'm terrible for the room or whatever. Why don't you tell me in person, like, hey, Kurt, sorry, you're just not right for here. Don't give me a postcard that says, you didn't connect with the crowd.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get my nines laughs, Kurt.
Yeah. Madison.
Don't send clues.
Madison.
It's a kidnap letter.
She sent me several. It was pasted together from pieces of magazines. But wait, so I go. So this is the last thing. So I go, thank you again. This is after we talked. I go, I posted on Twitter and Facebook that you apologized and are okay by me. Now, that's a little dicky of me, I admit, because that's basically me doing a victory lap and saying and acting like I'm nice, you know, but I'm like, yeah, that's right. I apologize. Yeah. And then I go, Madison is unfortunately full of PC phonies and listen to my jokes. But that's not your fault. That's just the culture there. I appreciate your call. So then she goes, was that text intentionally rude?
Yes. You took a stab at all her friends and family.
You are summing up
her entire play, her city.
Yeah. You are summing up my family's business and entire city with a closed-minded statement, similar to how you feel people treated you. And I was like, no, not at all. Sorry. I am summing up your city, but it's not closed-minded because I went there and met them and talked to them and walked half the room apparently.
It's open-minded.
So it's very open-minded. I went there open-minded, and then it became closed-minded, and then this is where
I disagree with everything you're saying. I like cheese curds.
So you're
too
not
much.
In a good place to
be in Madison this
and
spring.
And beer. Come on. There's like beer there, too.
But this is why I am a douchebag. I go, it's interesting that directness reads as rude to you, though. I guess a cultural difference between the East Coast and Midwest, I suppose.
Now you've looked into the abyss.
Oh, shots fired.
You're starting a beef now with the Midwest.
No, you know what,
he's got something against us. So what? You don't like Midway.
Bring it on, cheeseheads.
Yeah, you guys driving a long distance to everywhere you got to go.
Well, my family's from Ohio, and Ohio I don't find to be that way, but I just specifically
if you keep
Madison.
Going further, you can go to Madison.
Dude, don't think like this is kind of like San Francisco here. Like, you're not like fucking San Francisco.
No, we're the gay Asians.
Yeah, they got one.
Ooh, Asian. That's fun. That is a fun tone.
The Gaysians?
That's the only kind of gays I like.
And they're the most malleable.
Yes,
you can really maneuver them around.
They're a real boy girl. They're boy girl.
Gay Asians are the most malleable? Is that what you said?
I would say.
They got the most feminine gay bodies.
We have to go. We have to go back to do our radio show.
Can we not pull up the studies?
I hate to check out of the war. I hate to check out of the race war so fast. What have you guys?
That war is over with.
Stay out of trouble, huh? And Buddy says,
I love you guys. I love you guys so much. So hard.
Go, Big J. Go. Yes. Straight home, you hear me? Straight home. Straight home, Jason.
Jay really dresses like a
I like
punk.
Those guys. That's a bonfire, right? That's
Jay dresses like a chopped contestant.
What did you say? He goes, Jay dresses like
a chopped contestant. Take some sardines, some gum, and a bread, and make something spectacular.
Jay's going to take us on a tour of drive-ins and dives. I told him I did that crowd work show. Did you do that? The one
Yeah. The one at, what was it? At the,
At, fucking.
I lose track of everything.
I know. Not Knitting Fact. I don't know. It's on Bleecker Street. The fuck's the name of the place?
I'm blacking out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right on Bleecker. Fucking.
But I told him he looks like a lesbian who got caught on Catfish. That's how he's dressed for the last 20 years.
He's like, I can explain. I've started falling in love. You liar. You're a liar.
By the way, where's Aaron been for the last couple of weeks? Where the hell have you been?
I don't know. Yeah, where have you been?
I forgot your copy of Dune that Karen left me to bring you.
It's fine. I was hoping to see Karen anyway, so now we have an excuse to hang out.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a copy of Dune, the movie?
No, the book.
The book.
Karen's Frank obsessed with Dune.
She is like, you have to read it, and I love Karen, and I trust what she says, so I will
do it. Told her to read the book a long time ago because I was like, oh, you probably like it, and then she fucking went crazy.
She lives by it now, huh?
Yeah, it's her Bible.
Yes, it's like the Bible.
She's trying to fight sandworms.
Yeah,
No, yeah. I think she would try to ride them.
To victory. That explains your relationship, actually. That just explains
Shaw Emperor.
That I've just explained their relationship.
I've had an interesting couple of days, actually. You want to hear about them?
Yeah. No. Okay, go ahead.
So, oh my God, fuck you all.
It better get sexual at some point. It better be some type of sexual situation.
Well, no, but there's blood. So, I went to the White House last night.
That's right.
The blood wasn't at the White House. So, I was at a holiday party at the White House last night for like media people that I got invited to for some reason. And so I show up thinking it's just going to be like some lame holiday reception. I went to D.C. because it's like, yeah, it's an invite to the White House. I go down to D.C. I show up to the party and it's like a candy land. It's like a wonderland of like giant gumball trees with yeah, it was incredible. It was
in
like,
your face, ISIS.
Yeah, wow. Right. Yeah, suck it, Al Qaeda. Suck this candy cane. So I'm there and like walking around and they're like free drinks and eggnog and like all this an array of cheeses, which is like the way to my heart.
That's what I love too.
As a Wisconsinite.
Well, you have to see the ISIS hummus fountain.
Oh yeah,
it's pretty spectacular.
I mean, if they have a good breathe,
they drown. Adulterers
and a pita float. They got a pita float. You ain't see the pita float? It's a float made out of pita bread. All right, go ahead.
Oh, that sounds great. So I'm there and they're like, oh, you're going to go in for your photo op? It's like time for the blue cards. And I was like, what? And I have a blue card. And apparently the president and the first lady were there. And you just stood in a line and you went into one room and they took your phone and your purse. And then you go into the other room and there they are, the president and the first lady. And I got to meet them. I got to meet both of them. And I used a line on the president and he laughed.
What was it?
You look familiar.
Wow.
And then I shook his hand and he laughed. And Michelle was wonderful. And they were like really big. And I'd been drinking like sparkling wine and I hadn't really eaten very much. So I was like, take a picture with them and then move out. And it was really something.
That's amazing. I'm impressed by that.
Oh, and then, okay.
Did he give you a look though? Did he look at the booty or something? Come on, give me something.
I don't have a booty.
Stop. That's not what you talk about.
What?
No, we talk about that.
So then, okay, so fast forward to this morning. I'm taking
Tracy Morgan there. You heard that? All right, go ahead.
That guy. So at like 6 a.m., I'm like going to catch a train back to New York and I'm walking and I'm taking a picture of a beautiful Christmas wreath and I step in a hole in the sidewalk. It's like probably the size of like a laptop computer and maybe like a foot and a half deep.
Wow.
And it was just there. It was just like there should have been a panel on it or something. And my foot went in. So I'm like taking a picture of the wreath and I just, the next thing I know, I'm just like eating shit.
No.
Like, I landed hard on both my knees. This knee scraped up and was like bleeding the whole way back.
Now it's sexy. Now it's a sexy story.
Yeah.
Now.
And now I've got, here, I'll show you guys this. I have like a gnarly bruise on my arm.
Let me see.
It's like swollen up. It's like right there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Who was he?
I fell down the stairs. Mr. President. So I like this homeless guy's walking by and he like smells like he's been drinking all of the alcohol. Like it's all oxidating and I can smell it coming off
through his pores.
And he was really upset and came and tried to help me. And I was like, wow, my life, look at my life.
You know, that's your Prince Charming.
Yeah, right. No. I know. And now we're engaged. So the wedding's in March.
That sounds like the Tracy Morgan homeless character. You know? What was he called?
Oh, Hustle Man?
Yeah, up and down the street, make a doo-doo pie.
That's an owl, yeah.
But maybe that homeless guy made that hole and was just waiting for a lady to fall in it so he'd be like, here I am.
That's his Tinder.
He's making a white girl trap.
He's like, just make a hole in here. Whatever comes by, I'm a hump it. I'm a dry hump it. Yeah. A wet hump it.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sure it's more wet hump than dry hump.
Oh, we have a new intro for when Aaron does the news, too, by the way.
Oh, do we?
They played it for me to ask me if it was okay, which was really sweet, because it is absolutely okay, but I thought it was pretty
good. No, I told them to do that, because I think it's...
Yeah, we'll play it at the when we do the news.
I think they mentioned booty in it or something, but I got to run it by first.
Tell us more about this damn Ghostbusters movie. How about we get on that? What can you tell us?
Well, I don't think you're trying to tell us shit, is he?
You can tell us something about it. Well, where'd you shoot it?
Well, we shot mostly in Boston.
Okay.
It's still set in New York. They shot some in New York, too. Paul Feig directed it. I'm the bad guy in it.
What's your name in the movie?
I think I can say that. I think my character's name is Rowan, and I'm a bad guy, and that's about all I can say.
Okay. Well, does Rowan have a love interest? Tell me something about Rowan. Where you go to high school?
I'm just straight evil. Yeah, no, I've got a lot of backstory that just closely resembles my own life, but none of it's canon, yeah.
Neil's a good actor, dude. He, in fact, when I got Nang to do Philly Girl,
because
he was in that sketch, where you're going to be Delaware, dude, when she gets here.
Oh, yeah.
But were you supposed to be from Delaware on Kroll Show?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Me. Either Delaware or Baltimore. Yeah, because it was me and Derek Waters, okay. And Derek was from Baltimore, and I was from Wilmington.
I went to college in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to Morgan State.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between accents of Delaware and Baltimore?
Wilmington is right in between Philly and Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, whereas Baltimore, it's like way more sort of here. Like Baltimore will be right like here. But Wilmington will have that Philly thing with the T's
right.
A little bit. So Phil, you know, if you're from Wilmington, Delaware, you eat a hoagie and you know, what's your address? Have a glass of water.
Water.
Yeah. So yeah, it's right in between.
Core for
every morning I pick up a bagel and get some water.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this Freddie Gray thing? Let's get away from the voice and talk about Baltimore, real Baltimore.
Oh, right.
There was a hung jury today.
For the Freddie cop?
Gray. Yes. Yeah. A hung jury for the first cop.
Ugh.
What do you think is going to happen? I don't think they're going to prosecute again. I don't think they're going to take him back in there.
It was a hung jury, so it's a mistrial.
Yeah. Why was it a hung jury, by the way?
Like, they couldn't come to a decision on what they wanted to agree on.
What was the evidence in the case? Was it like,
Did they try it in Baltimore?
Yeah. In Baltimore, tried it. I think they deliberated for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then didn't come up with a verdict.
Well, why does it say that the jury asked the judge for a transcript of witness testimony and the judge denied it? Why would he do that?
I don't know.
He had something else to do that day? the wife was being a bitch?
Focused on Porter's failure to take care of Gray while he was in custody by not getting medical care or buckling his seatbelt. Let's see. He said Gray was able to give me a reason for a medical avert. Listen, I thought it's when they tackled him, that's when his fucking spine separated, not something in the van.
I think it was the van, too, because they gave him what they call that ride, a rough ride?
Yeah.
When he was stopping and starting and fucking speeding and let him bang around in the back? That's what they gave him.
They do that on purpose.
Right.
They do that to anybody. They do that if you're drunk and they pick you up. Basically, if you're a pain in the ass, they just do that to you.
They're a pain in the ass, because I'm sure they gave it to some people who wasn't.
You don't deserve it no matter what.
The only thing he did was see cops and then run the other way, which I don't know why that means they should be able to chase you and tackle you down.
What's the law? What did he break? What law did he break? Was he doing something?
It's suspicious to run away from a cop, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Well, only if you're black.
What if you run toward a cop? Is that better?
Not if you're black.
Not if you're black.
Don't run in any direction when you see a cop if you're black.
I've gotten grabbed for trying to walk away from a cop, and I've gotten pulled over for... I went to a cop behind me, and I pulled into a driveway, and he fucking stopped me. He's like, why'd you pull in a driveway? And I'm like, well, I didn't want to have a cop behind me. Why don't you want a cop behind you? I'm like, I guess because I didn't want to have somebody give me a ticket for no fucking reason.
Because I want to have this conversation.
It's really weird to be asked very self-explanatory.
You can't not want a cop behind
you. Did you ask him if he was lonely? I feel like that would have really... Are you lonely?
I had my mouth... I was winking with my mouth. I've seen Bad Lieutenant. And I'll show him how I suck a guy's cock if that's what it takes.
It didn't take that?
But it depends where... Like, in my hometown, Tom's River, those cops would probably be okay. Like, if my taillight was out or something, they'd let you go. If you're in Seaside...
Because you're a local.
Or just that they're better in that town. Seaside and Ortley Beach, that's you know, cash in on tourists.
Right.
And that's the fuck, you know, the fucking cop problems, besides whatever the racist
shit. That's the local trying to make money
is
shit.
Is collecting money, and because they can't ever fucking raise taxes in these Republican shitholes. Yeah. So the cops
so
job is
civil
just,
forfeiture and then just shaking people down for speeding tickets and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Just like the motherfuckers in Jamaica who put a tree in its road and go like this, pay toll with a machete.
Yeah.
They're the same motherfuckers. They just organize more.
Jersey, that was the saying, to collect and serve was the only say about the local cops. Yeah. But it depends what township. They don't all have quotas, but the ones that do have quotas, that's the kind of shit they pull. They find little that's why the guy was following me slowly, so he could find a reason to give me a fucking tip.
It's the same shit in Virginia when you're driving on I-95.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point when you got I-95 goes through a town.
Richmond?
It's near Richmond. Yep. Uh-huh. And they changed the speed limit.
Yeah.
Like right only in that little spot. So and there's a cop waiting for you. So you're doing 65 is the speed limit for Virginia. Then in this town, it's 50. And you know, you're still on the same highway, and then it's 65 again later on.
Right. Yeah, that's
so they
purpose.
Get you. They get you every time.
Yeah.
Fucking worms. I had that.
One cop let me go, though. He was like, I was like, money. It was 65.
Like
and he knew.
Ago.
He was like, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Sometimes, look, so sometimes you could deal with a cop fine.
I've had every kind of cop,
so I don't judge them all the same, you know? I've had them where they're quite reasonable, and I've had it where I could tell they just wanted to be a fucking dick about something, and, you know.
I judge them one by one. As they in front of me, I judge them as I get it.
Well, did you, in Virginia, did you see that story that just happened where, now this was a year old story. There was this kid that got, he was 17, and he had sent a dick pic to his 15-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, he got arrested for...
And so the cops, there's some child pornography task force, and this Detective Abbott was the guy who specifically was going after this kid. His name was Abbott. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they got a court order to take this kid to the hospital and inject him with a drug to give him a nice juicy hard-on so that they could take pictures of his erection to compare to the erection in the picture sent to his girlfriend.
Wait, what's the shot they gave him, and do they sell those over the counter?
I think it was like a low angle.
Yeah.
Wait, no, hold it a little bit more to the left.
Viagra has shots now?
So the kid's defense lawyer was like, you know, I don't, who the fuck would make child pornography to prosecute child pornography? Like,
yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
Like, 17 to 15, I don't even see what the victimization is there.
It's not.
But the cop, so she goes, that's crazy.
What was the race of the two kids?
I think they're white kids.
Okay.
The cop, but she goes, so his defense lawyer goes, that's crazy. Who would do that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So the cop then sued his lawyer. Because she said it was crazy what he was doing. Because he
for
said
what,
it,
slander?
Yeah, it caused him mental distress, and he said people accused him of being a pedophile, he had to be on. So this is the kicker. A year later, now,
where was his superiors? Where was his cop's superiors?
This is the thing. Why would a judge approve this fucking court order? The kid ended up getting a year probation.
Yeah.
So then what happened is this piece of shit cop. It turns out he was a fucking pedophile. Oh. He just wanted to have two pictures of a juicy erection and the fucking
hard to come. By.
Yeah, he's <it's> hard.
Where are we going to see a dick? Where?
Thing that's hard to find. But it's like you don't know for sure it's a 17-year-old dick. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, he needed to be verified. Yeah. Like, it's sort of like in Reddit AMAs when they're like, it's me, and there's a picture next to like a...
But where's the parents? Trust, where are the superiors? The police force?
Wait, so the cop... So he was about to be arrested. This guy on the pedophile task force was about to be arrested
for being a pedophile.
Yeah, the hockey team he coached, he was molesting kids.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a shit.
And that's why he was persecuting his other kids. So when the cops are coming to get him, he blew his brains out with a shotgun.
Oh, you coward.
Detective. Yeah, but it's like a Christmas
people on the
Christmas
pedophile
miracle.
Task force, man. It's the same as like the preachers like screaming about gay stuff and smoking meth and hiring male hookers behind the scenes. Like I always used to try. I could never figure out exactly how to get this to be funny, but I would like try and do this with sketch sometimes. It's like I thought there's nothing creepier or like weirder or like more clearly indicative of you yourself having like some sexual deviance than the people from like To Catch a Predator like go online to pretend to be the kids.
Yeah,
because it's always some like sweat pants slob who's like on there being like, I pretended to be the 14-year-old girl. Dude, and I got never... these sick men. I talked to them for hours and hours.
Is that a preview of your Ghostbusters character?
No, he is a bad guy.
I was saying that for years. Like, I never liked that show. Number one, the guys they would catch, 9/10 of them were visibly retarded.
Like,
they would catch a guy, and the guy would go, I'm sorry. Like, I think the guy would have gone to anyone's house who said, come over my house.
I saw one dude who was like this. Yeah, where is he? Like, where's the kid?
Yeah,
like he didn't even know. After they said, hey, he's the cops, you bust. He's like, so where's she?
Yeah, he's like,
I got pizza.
He goes, I'm Chris Hansen. He goes, do you mind? I'm on a date here, pal. Wait, like, come on.
Buzzkill. Because if you think about the reality of it, they were just sort of like pitting like two weird beards together across an IM chat. And like, you know, and it was like,
well, not just that. It would either be a retarded guy or an Indian IT guy from a country where you can bang 14-year-olds.
Where fucking kids is legal.
Well, he didn't have the money to save up to have his cousin crated up and shipped over, so he was almost. Yes. But then I'm like, what is it? There's an epidemic of people 14-year-old going online. When I was 14, I was pretty. I knew if I wanted someone to come over and fuck my mouth at age 14, like I wouldn't have been online when my parents. Do you have a problem with that? You leave the house and then your 14-year-old goes online. It's like, come over and bring condoms and Zima.
Yeah,
like is that really an epidemic? I don't think that's a real fucking problem.
I don't think that's a real problem either. And I don't. Yeah. First of all, here's the problem that I have with that kind of show. Because they got TV producers involved in it. Because now it's a TV show. It's not just cops. It's TV producers. And they grimy, and you know that.
Right.
So these people are like this. We're not getting enough pedophiles around here. We got to do something to amp up the pedophiles. So you know they added motherfuckers in. They trying to get motherfuckers on camera.
Well, then
they
the cops. Don't care. This is my favorite.
Producers.
The cops would sit the people down and be like, "Hey, pal, you want to talk about the penis pump we found?" Hey. I'm like, "Come on, dude. You know he doesn't want to talk about the penis pump."
You know, I got a deal.
I got a posse that.
I got Amazon Prime. It's a really good.
Turns out Medicaid covers it. Do you remember the Posty Vac commercial?
No.
It's like a vacuum for your dick.
It was a commercial?
Yeah, and they had the creepiest old man you've ever seen.
I don't remember the commercial.
And the one guy is like, either you're going to be all you can be, or you're not going to be all you can be. And I'm like, I can't imagine what poor girl is chained to his radiator at home.
It's the only vacuum. It's the only vacuum my boyfriend will use. I'll pay that much.
He won't help around the house. He's not helping around the house.
But the thing that's the greatest is that is covered by fucking Medicaid. Like, you can't get birth control pills, but the fucking PostiVac is covered by the government.
Wait a minute. Wait. The PostiVac is covered.
I don't want to pay for birth control pills. I don't want my tax dollars. Tax dollars.
So it costs a religion. Religion to keep it out.
Right. And there's no way some old man is procreating with that PostiVac dick. That is a pure.
Right. That's all wasted semen.
I don't know.
As far as God sees it, it's the wasted semen.
I don't get how they get that much power. In fact, I was talking to Karen about in Israel. Do you know you can't even get married unless it's an Orthodox fucking ceremony? Like, that's a concession to the hardcore Orthodox Jews of Israel that was made when at the founding of Israel.
Wait, what?
So you cannot get married. If you get married, it has to be an Orthodox ceremony. They control all the marriages
in Israel.
Right. And that's a thing they're just given dominion over. And they fucking, like, even if you want it, like
the mask and all that stuff.
Yeah, you could say you're like a pacifist and not have to fight in their military, even though they have that compulsory service, and
right,
they'll find another way to put you in, except for these scumbag fucking Haredi who, like, I'm pretty sure the secular Israelis are getting sick of, and they consider that their job is just that, you know, davening, where they sit and wiggle back and that's there. So Karen went and did this
if you sit and wiggle back and forth all day like that, at some point you're gonna be sucking on a baby's dick is right.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah, so Karen went on, like, it wasn't Birthright, it was a different trip to Israel, and you know, they're real nice here in like New York when they get you to go on the trip, but then once you get there, they separate the boys and the girls, and then they have some woman whose only qualification is she had 15 kids.
Right.
It's not like she's some trained Jew. She just had 15 kids to lecture them on, you know, their collarbone shit. Basically, they're like Taliban of fucking Jews.
Ugh.
And it was like.
So they control the banks and kill people?
Well, it's not all the Jews. It's just this specific fucking Taliban.
We used to have something where they would get us all together, and it was like Birthright Philadelphia.
Okay, that sounds good.
And what's Birthright Philadelphia?
They take us all on a bus down, and we camp out and sleep at the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, they separate you by Pat's, Gino's, Tony Luke's, Jim's.
Pat's, Gino's, Tony Luke's, and Jim's. That's totally true. I'm from the Jim's tribe.
Jim's, really?
Jim's Philly?
I'm more of a Tony Luke, Broccoli Rob.
Which is why we could never be.
Well, remember last week we had Gina Yashiri on talking about Russell Peters?
Yeah.
And Russell's coming in.
Russell, that's right. Russell texted me the day after that, and we talked, and he's going to come in after the tour. They're going on tour like next week or whatever, but and when he come back in end of January, February, he's going to come on the show.
Well, I'm not sure if
we're going to talk about it.
There is another rivalry between Philly girl and Wilmington dude.
Wilmington dude.
From Delaware. I don't know.
I heard a lot about him, though. I heard a lot about him.
Yeah.
He's a little more southern than her.
I don't know why we got to be talking about him on this show.
Oh, is it bad blood?
This is my show, okay?
Is it bad blood, Flea Girl?
Okay, I was here first, okay?
And I don't know what
it took me longer to get here.
Oh, God, there it goes.
I had to catch an R2 to University City, and then catch an R7 to Trenton, and then catch Jersey Transit up to Penn Station.
Well, all those R bus trains you're describing are Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Association. They're Pennsylvania Public Transportation.
Yeah, but sometimes,
you're welcome.
Yeah, but sometimes they keep going for Marcus Hook, and they go to Claymont, Delaware, and even Newark.
What now? Is this rivalry between you exclusively based on the transit system, or is there
you guys? Is it history?
Mostly transit. It goes back to when we had tokens.
Yeah, I'd keep them, and then they switch, and then the tokens don't do anything anymore.
I know, so here's the thing.
My big beef is that Megabus doesn't come to Wilmington anymore.
I know. God, I heard
Philly.
I think it might be some romance. Yeah. I think I have some romance between Philly girl and
Getting hot in here.
No, because Delaware here's dude. The thing. He's got a bunch of my old tokens, and he will not pay me back in the form of slidey cards. And he says, oh, tokens is obsolete. I'm like, excuse me. They still mean something to a girl like me.
You can still use them at a few turnstiles on a Broad Street line.
None I'd be caught dead at. Thank you. I think progress is key.
This is like Harry meets Sally right here. I know a romance when I see it, girl.
This is like more erotic to me than hardcore pornography.
I know. There's fewer accents more erotic than the Delaware area.
That DuPont love.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that DuPont love, baby.
By the way, Neil, have you heard shit, or have you guys heard shit about like the DuPont family in general?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know all about.
Oh, they big like, time down there. When I was going to college down there too, it was
that's
a big
Fox Catcher. That's the Fox
Catcher. That Fox Catcher story. Yeah. That Fox Catcher story is. I knew about that when that happened.
Me too.
Like,
I was down in college, and it was a local story.
Yeah.
And I saw the motherfucker outside with his sweatpants.
Yeah.
And I said, this is a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he'd wear sweatpants. And the Delaware Natural History Museum, this is true, on the Kennett Pike on Route 52 on Pennsylvania Avenue is out by the Wilmington Country Club, such that it is. The Delaware Natural History Museum is pretty much just this guy's selection, like private collection of birds and bugs. I mean, there's good stuff to it too. I'm not knocking the Natural History Museum, but its inception was just as this crazy man's private collection of dirty bugs.
Gotta respect
that's
that.
That's my favorite. Well, because he's
gotta respect
as
that.
Wackadoo as he is. The shit I've heard about the DuPont family, he's got to be one of the more normal.
Yeah,
members.
He's a calmer one. Yeah.
And I don't know what to believe because the shit you hear is that you know some of them have working wings that.
Because like, his you know. Parents, when he was young, they talked to him about the birds and the bugs too early. He couldn't handle it.
He couldn't take
God.
It.
I almost just choked from that.
Hi, guys. I'm here.
That DuPont, the head of that family, was real big on inbreed. I mean, like, he was unabashedly for inbreeding.
They did a lot of, yeah. They wanted to keep the money family. in the family. So they did fuck each other.
But my favorite thing, because I saw
no,
the movie.
No protection.
The movie recently was his nickname.
Doing a Foxcatcher
did? Yeah, it was Steve Carell. He had two things in this because he did not wrestle at all.
Oh, when he called the nickname he gave himself? You
yeah.
About?
He goes, call me America's Golden Eagle.
My friends call me.
Golden Eagle. You have two options, Golden Eagle.
It's American. Like you have no friends, so you just gave yourself this name.
America's Gold. Well, also, he had no balls. He had lost his balls in a riding accident as a boy.
Did he?
And he had plastic nuts.
No, so, he did not. Yeah, Kurt, don't bring that in here.
No, it's true. So really? Fact.
Yeah. He had plastic nuts under the skin of his fucking ball sack.
They'd been torn off, and he had plastic balls. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I owe him an apology. He deserves to be crazy.
And he had this move he invented called the Foxcatcher 5. And basically, he would just grab your balls. Like, that was his fucking signature
So his
move.
Balls would be like a keychain you would attach your keys to if you're going fishing.
I bet you the DuPont Chemical Company made his plastic balls.
So
honestly.
They would float.
Floaters, his little floaties. Float
Mother, can I put my wrestling trophies by your trophies?
How do your balls get ripped off on a horse? Like, what? Like the saddle?
There's ways. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but...
Can we pull that up? Google that.
What?
Google ripped off nuts from horse riding.
Horses are
oh, is that?
Animals.
Is that? Yeah. You're going to make me look at this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull
Aaron,
that up.
Aaron, your glasses are so cute.
These are my shitty glasses.
No,
really?
Thank you. They're
wow.
My cute
Wait
ones.
Till Aaron breaks out her awesome glasses.
They're glasses? Two asymmetrical triangles, and one lens is red and one's blue.
Nice.
Wow. So what am
she
I Googling
plays, like,
exactly?
Keyboard thing.
How to lose your balls on a horse?
Balls, I say.
Yes. Scrotum ripped. Ball.
Horse bites testicles.
I saw that movie.
Okay, I googled scrotum ripped on horse, and the top result is
a horse with a scrotum ripped?
It's a video called castrating a horse with an exclamation point,
I've
taking the
before.
Testicles out. And then it said mom who tore her son's scrotum and tried to fix. Oh, this is a good
one. That's the one. But you never saw, first of all, you never saw somebody, you don't watch The Incredible Dr. Paul or anything like that on
I
TV?
Love
What's that?
That's the best show. Because they show so
Dr.
many
Paul?
Castrations on that show.
Why?
He's a vet. He's a veterinarian.
He's a vet. He's a
in Illinois.
Vet.
In the Midwest, and boy, That motherfucker know how to rip off nuts.
I'm really liking this show's discussion of balls. Like every week we talk about balls, and usually it's just about how great they are. And I'm just I'm glad we're talking about ripping them off.
Well, next week we get to taste them.
Okay, so you want me to read this crazy headline?
Let's hear it.
Mom who tore son's scrotum and tried to fix injury with super glue sentenced to prison.
Oh. Good.
I bet super glue could work though in the right done properly.
Guess what state?
What?
Florida
no, have to be.
No.
It would seem like it, but it's a crazy state that's kind of low-key crazy.
What?
Texas.
Yeah.
It says that she seriously injured her son and then tried to repair the injury. I don't think a horse did this.
How did she injure it?
She glued him to the saddle.
Oh, she admitted to... Oh, no, this is horrible. She admitted to... She's 34, and her name's Jennifer.
First clue.
Yeah, right? Classic Jennifer.
So Jennifer. That is so Jennifer.
She admitted to she was trying to punish her son, so she yanked on his genitals.
Oh, go to jail. She's a bad mother.
She's officially a bad mom, but this is not a horse.
But where was the dad?
Where did he go? So important.
Yeah, I can't find anything apart from this story, really. It's just about angry women ripping ball sacks.
You know, my mom used to yank on my genitals. It was never for a punishment. It was always when I got good grades.
It was always for rent money. We had a show together.
Boy, the first girl that I ever did anything with, when I was like, you know, because I was a Jehovah.
She was too angry with the balls?
No, she was a Pensauken girl named Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And she was a real ball buster, too.
What do you mean?
Think about it.
Like busting balls are really hard. Some girls don't know how to treat balls, by the way.
I think she
Philly girl, how are you with balls? You know how to treat them? Are you too heavy-handed with them? Are you aggressive? What side of the turnpike are you when it comes to ball quality?
Well, I will say I never neglect a man's undercarriage.
Okay, that's fair enough. Pretty American of you.
But I don't like to talk about this stuff. I'm really uncomfortable because I'm a fucking lady.
Yeah, Philly girl's a lady in the kitchen or whatever you say.
But I fuck like a hood rat.
There we go. She fucks like a hood rat.
She's a juggler in the bedroom.
She's cookie in the bedroom, but...
Cookie monster in the streets.
Cookie monster.
I love cookies, though. I do.
Dude,
it is Spunkmeyer in the gallery. Sorry.
Last Crashed Amount that Karen just did, they had Go To Gay Tommy on it.
Okay.
They talked about, and fucking Tommy's not here, and Carrie's not here, and Hot Tim's not here.
Perfect.
But I want to talk about the Kamau Bell. Did you, hey, K-Boy, what's up? Did you read the Kamau Bell thing about Trump? About white people come and get your boy.
Oh yes, I saw him on CNN talking about it with my girl Brooke Baldwin. I mean,
oh yeah, were we supposed to get her?
Yeah, she's gonna be in. She's gonna be in after. We gonna get her in after the holiday.
I was trying to get Kamau in. I texted.
Oh yeah, we should get him in.
He never texted me back. Well, they're friends with. I don't know if they're like. I think they just like polite and blow me off. Honestly. Oh. Come out and like Hari Kondabulu. I want to get Hari Kondabulu in here.
Oh yeah, Hari Kondabulu.
And he's like, always like, yeah. And he puts it off. So I don't know if he's just dodging me or maybe he is busy. I don't fucking know.
Probably a little bit of both.
But yeah, Kamala can't even call me back. But I just wanted to know if he was serious. Like if that was
get your boy, white people. Trump's your boy. Get him.
I was like, is he being serious or is that like a facetious, like when people go, Black America must answer for, like, is that like a play?
It's a little bit
that?
Of that. I think it's a little bit of that.
I don't see what the problem is if it is facetious or not. I'm just like, that's a good
point.
Well,
why would that be? Why would I have to get... First of all, why on earth would I be responsible for any other adult?
Why are you taking it personal?
He's talking about voters.
But whatever. First of all, white people are not a monolith. But why would I have? I'll tell you what bugs me about it.
Go ahead.
There's a real lefty idea.
We know.
There's a real lefty idea that there's like, you know, where, like somehow I have some kind of. Remember what's his name when he called in, the dude from Seattle? And he goes, you think you have nothing to atone for being white?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, no, I do literally think that. Why would I have any original sin based on my... And that's what that shit is.
That's what it is.
But it's more like this. Kurt, you know what it more is? Here's what it is. You know when you tell me a story or something, I'd be like this. Was it a black dude?
Right.
And say no, I'd be like this. Whoo! Thank you, Jesus. It's the same kind of
get your boy shit. Blame you.
Yeah, well, that's what he was doing to you.
No, well, look, if it's get your boy like facetiously, I understand that. If it's not, because this is the argument they had.
For the right people, it's facetious. For the other people, it's not. You understand that? It's not the same for everybody.
And by the way, if I'm the kind of person that's into Trump, of course I wouldn't come get my boy. I want him to fucking trample over you.
Right.
And if I'm against Trump, which is like, you know, what most fucking people are, yeah. what more are you supposed to do besides not vote for him? What does come get your boy fucking mean?
I think what
I understand
what
that.
What does that mean?
I understand that. Go ahead, get on the mic. Get on the Goldstein commemorative mic. This K-Bar.
K-Bar on the Goldstein mic.
Yes. You hear me?
What's up,
K-Bar? I think what it relates to is just like, all right, say, when something happens in, say, the black community, the white press will be like, okay, the black leaders speak out. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, where's Al Sharpton now? You ever see that? Where's Al Sharpton now?
Speak up for very specific press, though. Like, I'm aware of what Sean Hannity does, but that's not the entire...
But no, that's no. but that's every time something happens. Every time something happens, black people have to basically be responsible for other black people.
Well, that's not just because of the media. That's two things going on. One is just to get basic rights, black people had to kind of become a unit. Okay, so there's a double edged sword there. On the one hand, they had to do that just to get basic fucking human rights.
Oh yeah, unity.
And then on the other hand is. It's like you can't get, like, your shitty black people. You got to also include them all the time instead of doing the thing that I would do. Like,
it takes a village, brother.
Like, I'm like,
a village.
The bad guy from Ghostbusters is not with me.
I count y'all together.
So that's like,
but that's the stereotype black people go through all the time.
Now, how do they address this?
Example, I walk into a store, I'm followed. I ain't never even been in the store, but why are they following me?
Yeah, because they include you with other black people.
You're a big sack over your shoulder.
No, it doesn't matter what I hold up. I could have nothing. I could just be going in the store too, window shop.
Yeah, if I'm walking down the street and a lady grab her purse and put it on the other side, it ain't because she sees Sherrod coming.
That's just playing. I mean, listen, as far as grabbing, that's two different things. Now, the store thing, that's just don't be around Korean people so much. The fucking Sherrod thing, I was just playing the average. Like, if I'm somewhere where I don't know, like, I remember when I first moved on my block and I was walking, it was like late, and it was like pitch black down the street, and I just see a group of like Dominican dudes, like 12 guys, and I was playing a game online with my buddy who's Ecuadorian, or, you know, like, I would play with all either Marines and like thugs online.
Right.
That would be my little group.
Don't brag.
So I come
don't
back
separate
in,
them.
Well, I would come back in, I would go, and I told you, like, yeah, there's this group of dudes. He goes, oh, what did you do? Walk the other way? I'm like, yeah, of course I did. Maybe they're fucking cool as shit, but I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm playing the averages.
Yes.
I'm not, remember Patrice's joke about, where a white guy wasn't afraid enough of him, and he wanted to, like, do something just because the guy...
Yeah.
He knew in the guy's head, he was like, well, I don't want to assume that this African-American...
It's like, assume, stupid.
Yeah, and Jesus, like, he's like, you know, he goes, those young black men scare me. Like, you should fucking cross the
street. But going back to the Trump thing, like, I think part of what it means is kind of what you were saying. It's like, there are probably a large majority of white people that don't support Trump.
Yeah.
But the very vocal minority that does... It like the large majority are the kind of the people that can kind of also talk over the Trump people or like try to talk some sense into that part of the debate. Like it's kind of
if a Trump appeals to you, there is no talking.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to talk. This is okay.
No, but Trump can appeal to you out of the choices that you have, though.
And you could feel
and you can
talk louder than he's talking.
But I also think that like that part of it is that people love to hate Donald Trump too, and so like the media being driven by trying to get as many eyeballs as possible is complicit in making sure his message is heard by as many people.
They helping him. They trying to say shit against him, but they all showing him so much. Yeah. They actually helping him.
Exactly. Dude, they've given him so much free airtime.
Even the fucking Republican Party, all of them are like, "Well, Trump's a buffoon," and I don't fucking like you know.
Yeah. They always try to say that.
They're all trying to get their boy.
Other people who are like Trump can deflate him though a little bit because it's like the. Trump brand luxury suits and bed sheets are sold everywhere but New York.
Kyle?
Right? So if you go if you go out to the middle of nowhere, you'll get all this Trump luxury brand. That doesn't like that they're not selling those at Macy's in New York.
No.
People in New York know that it's horse shit, you know.
It's just his name on some shit.
Yeah. So like other New Yorkers or other like other people who have some things in common with him also have the power to sort of take him down a peg.
Good point, yeah.
Yeah, he just said, that's not what he said in his article, though, Kumau. There's a fucking real thing of you are responsible for all. And this is a left-wing specific thing. They don't like individualism, okay?
No, they don't.
They're really big on the numbers and, like, until we all...
Like gangs. It's a whole bunch of gang mentality.
Okay, so
all of them.
So using the math of especially a lot of these people, okay, just going by their math, I am more privileged than Jaden Smith because statistically, I'm more likely to be privileged. But there's no circumstance where I'm on a pyramid with where I'm above that rich kid that's fucking way more privileged than me.
Right.
But the way their formulas work, that's the only way it can
I don't know who you're talking about in particular, but I think, I know Jaden Smith is, but like there's people that feel like that. I think that there's people who would take into account the individual things about you versus him and his privilege and his wealth and his parents. But if you guys were in like a dark alley or like you were stripped of people knowing who he was or any money or influence,
then he's going to have a rough in a
turn. Just because of like the boundaries of our society, he would...
In a dark alley, what?
Stop reading your phone.
No, I'm trying to get the Kamau thing up. Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
So, barring all of the other things that people already would know about you or him, because of the way things are set up, like you were saying, like if you guys were in a store, if you're in a dark alley, then all those butts would be off.
Yeah, but I think a dark alley would probably favor him more than me also. Now, if a store...
Well, it depends
perhaps
on who's coming down the alley, the cops or the crooks.
The idea, number one...
is it a dead-end alley?
No, first of all, number one...
It's an alley in a nice neighborhood?
Is it an alley that you got a rap to get out of?
I get in this argument every fucking time with it, because I'm telling you right now, if you point to a single white privilege, and I mean a privilege, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with the problems of inequality that's to address. I think those are all real. I don't think racism's over or something. But somebody point to a privilege that we all get merely by being white, and this is what gets implied by somebody like Kamau Bell all the time. You're automatically part of the power structure if you happen to be white. Bullshit.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Bullshit.
I disagree. That's why I'm like, when people get mad at you and be like, you're part of the Hollywood machine, Kurt, I'd be like, they really don't know who Kurt is.
Well, remember that?
They really confusing white people.
I got in the fight with, what's her name? That dummy, erotic whatever literature, and somebody goes, well, you shouldn't even attack this bully
like who, you talking down to her.
He goes, well, you're a white male, you'll probably be fine, and you should take that. And you're like, listen, I don't give a fuck about the statistic on an individual level. If you fuck with me, I'm gonna fuck with you, and if she's not gonna be fine, good.
Yeah,
I hope that's how it turns out. This fucking despicable bitch. Don't fucking, like, I don't give a shit about the fucking numbers.
I think part of
individual that's how I go.
Yeah, I think some of it, like when I think about sexism, for example, I think of like when something shitty is happening to a woman or just anything, it is a lot of times a lot more powerful and louder if a man stands up to another man and says something.
Yep.
And then if
I
it's
do
just
that all
like,
the time.
If
too.
It, that it, yeah, I'm sure you do.
I do.
I know
I
you
stand
do,
up.
And you like to point it out.
Yeah, I do. I got to point it out.
But what I'm saying is
that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Thank you. And so what I'm saying is, like, there's only so much I can do without, like, the way that men are kind of like socialized to hear women or whatever, like without being just like a bitchy harpy nag. So it's really important, I think, for other men to stand up and say things. So I think in this case, it's saying, like, you know, it's really important, like, you're kind of part of the power structure in that, you know, you have a lot of power to reach other people like you, like white people in this example.
Right. Like, a racist isn't going to listen to a black person telling them not to be racist.
It's
right.
A racist
that's
will
why
listen
I brought
to
Kurt
someone
along.
That looks like
that's
that.
That's why I brought Dum Dum along, so I'll be like, this, Kurt,
hey,
get him.
100%, but guess what? The people who don't like Trump are all doing There's no white... The only people who are not doing this are people who like Trump. So they're not going to come get their boy. They want their boy to win.
Right.
The people against Trump are saying, we don't like Trump. He's a scumbag. How could this buffoon be something?
So it's not their boy.
What's
right.
Not
yeah,
being
it seems
handled?
Like the crux of your argument is that no one's mind is going to be changed. And that's... I think that's
no,
missing the
there's
point.
No one dropping the ball here on the white end of speaking out or whatever. If you don't like Trump, chances are you're speaking
but
out against Trump.
But it's a little tongue-in-cheek what Kamau Bell
yeah,
is saying, too.
Well, that's what I'm at. See, yeah. This is what I'm asking,
that goes with
because
it.
Because Tommy said, no, it isn't. And
Tommy.
I thought,
no, he's wrong.
Go to gay Tommy.
Because that's because gays trying to put their gayness on blackness. It ain't the same struggle.
But I took it as
that's what throw that in there.
I took it as a tongue-in-cheek thing. Is
oh,
how
oh. What happened? Oh, I missed something. What
tell
happened?
Him the whole thing. That Tommy
yeah,
was on
yeah,
Crash
go,
the
go
Mouth.
Go back. What happened?
Tommy was on Crash the Mouth with Karen and them. They was talking about, what are they talking about, Kurt?
Kamau Bell's. Come get your boy.
Come get your boy. With what he was talking about Trump. I saw him on CNN talking to Brooke Baldwin about the same thing. Just explaining. And on an interview, it was just funny. It was funny. He was making some points, but it was funny. He was just trying to bring attention to the whole Trump thing.
Listen, Kamau, who I like, makes terrible points in general. And also,
oh yeah, so everybody does. Jokes. Though. Everybody
dude,
does.
I watch this dude at the South by Southwest making jokes that are. Just base. Who's crunching pretzels in the fucking way?
Oh, that was good.
just making jokes that are like fucking, which it doesn't offend me that they're like just like kind of racist against white people jokes. Like I could easily laugh at that, but if you're a guy who supposedly is so against that, you know,
yeah, it's
like,
not good to do it to the like other way
hear,
around.
It's
right?
Like when you hear Cameron Esposito, like don't pretend to be righteous about it and then go and do that.
And that's do the same part. Thing that they do.
Or like Cameron Esposito would lose her mind if you made a fucking lesbo joke at her. Her entire set is, I look like a wish troll. I got dykey hair. I'm like every hacky lesbian joke you could make.
Wait, Esposito?
Yeah.
Tracy?
No, Carmen.
Carmen. Okay.
You know who she is. She's got wish troll hair.
Okay. I knew that Tracy too.
Cameron Esposito. What's her name? Cameron Esposito.
Cameron Esposito.
Yeah, that shit doesn't bother me unless you are rabidly going to jump down somebody else's throat for making that joke. So what does that mean? Like that's your well to run dry? And everybody else is like, I mean, yeah. Like it's just hacky fucking bullshit. So like,
yeah.
I'm watching these jokes like, yeah, it's like you go there and white people spring up out of the ground. Like, so you're like, want some hot dish? Want some, like all, and then like a fake story about how a white person was afraid of him, which I promise you, you safe looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
No one was ever afraid of you. I will personally drive you to my fucking sister's house so you can fuck my sister.
And plus, if somebody
put
was
a fucking well-spoken baby inside her.
If somebody was afraid of him, it probably really made his day because 100%. Nobody's afraid of you.
First of all, if you're from San Francisco, just so you know, no one's ever been afraid of you.
You look like a softer cockroach from the Cosby Show.
You've never experienced shit. You've experienced soft ass hippies and easy ass crap.
He looked like one of the criminals on Law and Order, the early Law and Order. He'd be like, that guy's the crook. And then just pick some dude from the Central Casting.
Yeah, or Julia. He's like from Juilliard.
Yes, he's from Juilliard.
I want, or just even Hari. I told you Hari when I told him that Indians aren't oppressed. You should have seen his eyes. It looked like at the end of Total Recall when they're outside in the atmosphere, like the face that he had.
Sure, they're oppressed by other Indians.
By their fucking parents that wanted them to be a foot doctor.
Oh, that's by it. Their fucking slave owners. Listen, they Indians, have so many servants over there in India.
There you go.
Indians, there's servants galore.
Just from India, they truly believe many of they should just have a slave.
Yeah.
That's an ongoing fucking problem.
I dated an Indian girl, you know, for a few years, and her parents had a lot of money, and her father was fucking CEO of some fucking company. But they had, she was like, right. Oh, we got servants. We got servants and we real nice to them. And I was like, shorty, you got slaves.
That's that caste bullshit.
you got slaves. You got
Gandhi
slaves, yes.
Himself, this is my favorite thing, is Gandhi wrote to the government of South Africa to explain that Indians are basically white people and should.
Yeah.
That's in the movie, the Ben Kingsley movie, where he's on the bus and they throw the black people off the bus and he's outraged and writes a letter. And in the movie, they made it look like it was, you know, he's fighting for whatever.
The black people.
But in real life, what the letter was, no, listen, we're not
black
kafir,
people. Yeah.
We're white people. And goddamn right, Indians were always white people. The only thing that was anti-Indian was the denial, in America particularly, of Indian male sexuality. For some reason, no one will look at an Indian guy as a sexual being here.
No, we won't.
Canada is different. In Canada, they will.
My
in
first
England,
boyfriend was Indian.
Who? That's the
I
problem
lost,
with
I
you.
Lost my virginity to an Indian.
Somebody throw something at her.
How big are they? How big
go
are
back to the story, though. Go back to the story. Tommy.
What?
Tom E.
Oh, yeah, gay Tommy. Go to gay Tommy.
No, gay Tommy didn't think it. See, I took it as tongue in cheek, like he was just doing a reversal of a media thing you normally hear. But Tommy said, no, it's not what it is. But I wanted him to fucking just call in and tell me what it is because it's an interesting thing.
I can honestly say I don't ever feel like something is racist against white people. Like, I never get offended. I never think twice if I hear something.
I don't get offended.
I don't even really
don't
know
listen,
what racist against white people means.
I don't get offended unless there's a hypocrisy. So, like, that girl we were talking about before, that girl that was, like, calling me white boy, and then when I called her Rachel Dolagong,
right,
because she's faking black, she's like, you racist son of a... I'm like, shut the fuck... Don't fucking start doing racial shit at me and then start whining...
When you do it back at her.
Right. But that's
yeah,
the
don't
fucking...
Start, none won't
see,
be
that's
then.
The... That's the critical race theory. No, only white people can be racist because racism is power.
No, you ever saw 8 Mile? You saw 8 Mile, the movie.
But that's
it was racist against little fucking
institutional racism.
What's his name in there? Bunny? What's his name? Rabbit.
Oh, rabbit, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to rap, and he's like, get the fuck out of here, white boy.
And by the way,
you white, you can't come in here. You can't. That's racism.
So you didn't start comedy off in a nice fucking Philly chitlin' circuit, so that's probably how you've never seen anything like that, but I have many fucking times.
I'm sure that, yeah, the and current doesn't take the form, a white. Yeah.
It does not take the form of calling you names like that. It takes the form of, they call it white boying you, meaning I'm going to victimize your food.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah. So I'm going to eat off you. I'm going to eat off you.
Yeah, I'm going to white boy Kurt.
You
going
to get a little more money? Yep.
I'm gonna, because what's he gonna do? He's a white boy.
Yep.
I've had dudes where a guy asked me for a light, right? And I fucking, I don't know, or I asked the guy for a light and I leaned in. He goes, man, don't you never lean in to ask for a light. I could have elbowed you in your face. And this is a little dude.
That's a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, and I go,
what a dumb dude.
I was, you know, Jameek. You know Jameek? Real fucking tall comic. You know Jameek.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, really yes.
I go, dude, do I look like I've ever, and this guy hadn't looked at me. He just saw I was white and thought he was going to white boy me.
Yeah.
And I go, do I look like I've ever had that problem, man? And then he, like, got taken aback.
Yeah, because he didn't expect you to come back at him.
Dude, I go, Jameek, this guy said I could get hit in the face, and then all him and BigKev.com.
Attacked on him, yeah.
They all gathered around, like, and he goes, oh, yeah, no, I didn't mean that. But that's what the racism translates.
But the thing
as.
About, like, being
that's
a white boy.
That's not racism, that's prejudice.
Yeah, the thing, well.
It's the same fucking thing.
No, but the thing about being white boy.
I think Hayu has
see,
a point.
See, he prejudged you.
Listen to me.
He prejudged
you. If
you
think your race is better than another race, that's right. Now, I understand the institutional racism, and I believe that. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing. However, also, on an individual level, if you think your race is superior to another race, you're a racist. It has nothing to do with your institution. It's both things are true, not one or the other.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a prejudicial thing for you to think that.
Listen, if you think,
right?
if you know,
that's how a person would think something like that's a prejudicial thing. That's not a racist thing. Like I said, racism deals with power.
Yeah.
But like this, example.
It can
deal
with power.
No, no, it does deal with power. I give an example. The example you gave is just like in jail. In jail, it flips.
That's right. That's
blacks
power.
And Latinos have a minority.
That's not racist?
And whites are the minority.
Yeah,
so is that racist or not?
No, not in jail.
If it flips, then it's not racist.
But there's still a no, but you're still protected in jail by the white corporate structure to call the warden, the CEO, the COOs.
Do you think they protect you in jail?
Kurt, I did 33 months. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
He's not guesstimating.
Hold on, where did you do
in the state of New Jersey? Yarville, Yarville.
Right.
Annandale, and then I finished off at Clinton House and Rawway Camp.
Okay, well, in that particular prison.
Wow, that's maybe a crazy summer.
No, I'm just saying, that's the prison structure. Now, put like this. Most white boys who are in prison.
Right.
Some of them, you know, they just like you said. I may be white, but I will fuck you up.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what you do.
Right.
Doesn't matter to me. But it just flips. But the difference is, in jail, guess what? The warden's white. They're going to protect them regardless. It's like this, in jail. If we on a tier and it's 95% black and Latino and you got 5% white boy, guess what? Yo, man, we got to let the white boy live. Why? Dude, do you think if this white boy getting in trouble, they coming to fuck with us?
Yeah.
So as long as he's straight.
We straight.
We straight.
Yeah.
But listen, I know.
Hold up. We can fuck with him, but guess what? We're not going to win.
Yeah.
We're not going to win.
The general thing in prison,
on the street, guess what?
Listen, in that never heard, dude, and I believe you, I mean, if not prison, how it is, but I know plenty of people have been in prison. I've been in the tombs myself. For a fact, they do not give a fuck about you.
No, that's what I said. The tombs,
that's not prison. That's just being watched. That's jail.
It's not like they're going to see you every day for the next 2 years.
It's not like that's different.
Listen, if the warden was protecting white people like that, there would be no Aryan Brotherhood to protect the fucking white guys in a lot of these prisons.
Listen, the Aryan Brotherhood is 2% of the prison, man. Do you think they're really protecting each other? They're not.
That's why they were formed.
That's a fake sense of security.
It depends what prison. First of all, not all prisons are.
For the most part,
first of all, for the most part, if you're a white guy in prison, you are fucked, and the guards don't give a fuck about you.
No,
baby.
8
o'clock. We'll be right back. Race Wars.
We will be back with more Race Wars in a minute. Stay there.
food in my soul.
We're back.
Are we back?
Race Wars, we're back. Just want to give another shout out to my mother, Barbara Small. I'm going to miss you, Ma.
Is it, are we titling this after you, Ma? Or
yeah.
How are we dedicating
yeah.
this?
Well, people, RIP.
Yeah, RIP.
Oh, okay.
Barbara
cool.
V.
RIP, RIP. And then Mike Vecchione, his fucking
his
dad.
His father
died
the same day.
This same
Mike Vecchione,
day, no shit.
Mike Vecchione's father died the same day. I spoke to him that the next day.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, please, yeah. It's brutal.
I'm down to one parent now.
But at least we had, had the parent for 40 fucking years, so.
Well, it's weird, dude, when you're like, fucking realize you're like 40 or almost 40.
Yeah.
And my parents like, they're just going to die, and then I'm next.
I had a lot of friends who didn't have their mother for a long time, you know, longer than me, so.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. Part of life, Kurt.
Someone that I knew that was going through a lot of grief said that it helped them to think about that, like, grief and gratitude are two sides of the same coin. Like, there was grief, but then it was, like, gratitude that they had that person
Definitely.
For that long.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
So grateful.
Well, the funniest shit ever. I told this story. I told this story before, but when my dad died, and Amy called me.
Amy sent me flowers, too, by the way. Amy sent me flowers in my house.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. That
she's great. She's great.
But I don't know if I called her or she called me. I was kind of in shock because I just found out. I'm like, my dad's dead. She goes, oh, my God, really? I'm at the zoo and I'm eating ice cream and I just found $100 on the ground. That's weird. That's the funniest shit in the world, dude. The funniest thing anybody's ever said to me. I posted that on my Facebook. Man. Some guy goes, this is shows how far... How comedy is in a sad way to these days with purposely.
Your retelling of
overboard.
A private phone conversation.
Everything's
wrong with comedy.
But that's the misery of the fucking square world is not understanding why that's the funniest fucking shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a tailor made to me thing that would make me laugh. Right.
Right? But that's,
so that's the most empathetic thing that she could have fucking possibly said.
Right.
And these fucking people, it's not stupidity. It's like a mediocrity where you're like, what about a nice canned. Or thoughts and bears. Well, I don't want to give away the sketch, but we got a sketch to work out. But that this shit of like, oh, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
I always hate that shit.
Oh, people say thoughts and prayers?
Kurt, stop talking about it.
No.
He can't help it.
Just the general.
This was our whole phone call when I told him my mother died.
But just the general, dude. Just I
know
it's
his way of caring, though.
I told you my thoughts and prayers are with you. No, but I always used to hate that saying thoughts and prayers. And my girlfriend's like, well, you know, it's just kind of like saying God bless you. It's not like. Because I'm like, what are you seriously
would
praying?
You prefer vibes?
Yeah.
Would you prefer good vibes?
I'm sending
people
you good vibes.
Vibes people
right
sending
now,
you
man.
Vibes across the airwaves.
Let me send you vibes.
Did you send them? I'm not sure. Hold I got on. Them. Are these Ooh. Your vibes?
I forgot to send those vibes. I will get them.
Wait, I got some vibes. That wasn't your vibes?
You gotta send them now because the holiday rush.
Oh, the holidays.
UPS, UPS can't get the vibes where they need to go.
Expect some vibes.
Just send the vibes after Christmas. It's cheaper then.
I want to get to a new, because I want to play the new Aaron intro, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And, but Let's the first the thing, news, yeah. just because we got sidetracked on this whole prison thing. Look, here's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Racism is not a thing where you have to be like that is a thing, institutional racism. That's how we got the drug war, for example, because of racism. There's not one drug that was made illegal for anything other than racism. Not one.
I
Every
know.
Single drug.
Yeah, and like, usually because of black people.
Well, no,
because they didn't want us.
Weed
to...
is Mexicans. Heroin is Chinese, and fucking cocaine
black
is
people too.
What about Afghans?
No, it's not. It's Mexicans, man. Cocaine is black people. Well, Afghan was not.
No,
really
that's what they try to
here.
Keep it away. They try to say we were the problem with cocaine because. The porters down at the docks were using it.
No, do you know what the story is? The, guy, the cop shot this guy.
It's all bullshit.
The cop
racism.
Shot this guy. The newspapers say, crazed Negro.
Crazed Negro. On cocaine.
Shot in the heart, point blank. Was not.
Was still alive. And they were like, still doing a running man.
But the papers.
He was doing a cabbage patch.
But it was actually.
Shot 17 times.
Sure, it was like fear of a super Negro is why.
Yeah.
Cocaine was made illegal.
They try to make it fear.
My
waste.
God, they're invulnerable to bullets. That was our one defense.
I guess that still applies today.
That's a real
What's
thing.
The reason
so
now?
I'm not saying that's not a real thing, but the fucking black people can't be racist. That's some critical race theory bullshit.
They can
and
be I'm racist. Not,
of course they can.
Yes.
That Who's nonsense. The person who came up with that was.
I disagree. I just, like I said, I feel they can be prejudiced, but not racist.
Yes. I'm aware of
what about like in Jamaica? They can't be racist in Jamaica where they run everything?
No,
they can't
don't.
Be racist.
The government runs.
And Senegal? What about Senegal?
The government runs the A. Hey,
can it be racist
I can't
in Senegal?
I can't tell you about over there. I can
so
tell you about
America.
Right here.
So you said black
America,
people
in America. So black people in America cannot be racist.
I don't know.
I've
that's
seen
true.
Them be racist yes, many times. And I'm what, aware of. What, look, I know the theory you're talking
no,
about.
No, no, I mean.
I don't agree.
You mean you said they're prejudiced? Listen, well, how do you see them be racist, Kurt?
Yeah.
Oh,
you seem to be prejudiced.
Dude, every kind of fucking Asian dude, the shit I've seen people say. And I, dude, I've been around, man. So, I yeah. listen, I've watched it happen. In fact,
against Asians. What about against Asians? They can't be racist against Asians?
How does a black person being racist, how does that stop a white person from being able to do anything?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's okay. racist. That's
are
why I'm saying.
Black,
I go back to 8 Mile.
Listen, are you saying? Well, whatever. The point is, the definition of racism is a belief in the superiority of your race. Now that's the
no.
Yes,
racism deals with power.
Okay, yes, I got that's cool.
That's the basic structure of racism.
New, that's the critical race theory definition.
No,
and I don't go with that.
No, but that's what racism is. That's power.
No, it's not.
Yeah, let's
talk to Ollie. We got
when
Ollie
say,
right
holy
here.
Shit.
When you wait, we got Ollie from Egypt. Let's get a Muslim on this. Ollie, you there?
Hey guys,
what's up, man? You've been Ollie. Calling in from us.
You're not calling he from said, Egypt, are you?
Or are you? Yeah.
Really?
From? Yeah, I'm a big fan of you guys.
Oh, thanks. Are you calling? You in Egypt right now?
You're in Egypt calling us. What time is it there?
You're the best.
It's 3 a.m.
How did you hear of our show, Hatem?
I know Kurt because I lost Ugly Americans when it came out.
Oh! Boom! Huh? Who knew?
Yeah.
Now he says, why does Kurt hate Muslims? Explain, Ollie.
Well, not really. Well, some of the stuff that Chris says about Muslims is like 100% true,
right.
And I kind of get it because of his background.
Well, like what, buddy? First of all, why would you say
he's been calling for months? By the way, that's why I wanted to get him on the line.
He's been calling for months.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick up the phone? The guy's been calling long
because he's Muslim. I didn't know this.
Ollie,
intentions.
You gotta send us some mail. You know, I look at a mail.
Ollie, what's the objectionable part, buddy? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, a couple of weeks ago, you said there are no moderate Muslims, and the idea that the true Islam is what ISIS is doing, and that's not true.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, it's not what I said. But look, what I said was. To say that ISIS is a perversion of Islam, what I said is moderates are the perversion, okay? So, and that's not just Islam, that's any religion. If you're a moderate Christian, you are the perversion of Christianity.
The watered down version.
But dude, I don't hate that. I like that. Please, by all means, pervert the original fundamentalism. That's great for everyone. I'm just saying, I'm not going to pretend that that's the fucking real, you understand? The person trying to imitate when it was invented, they're the ones closest to what the religion is. Now, it's not a thing specifically against Muslims. I despise the bloody stench of the God of Abraham. So that's includes like all the big three religions. You understand? So it's not limited. Yeah. And I also have never met a Muslim in a personal level that I didn't like. In fact, I don't think I have one. I think every Muslim I've ever met was like a kind of close friend of mine.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met one I didn't like.
No.
But nothing as much. But I'm not a fan of.
But you haven't tried to fuck their girl, so maybe that's it too. Have you ever banged a Muslim girl?
I've never.
So that's why they like
I've
you.
I've never seen one. Is that what it is?
Oh, I banged them. I had a handful that tried to chase me on Bushwick Avenue. Because I was down there spilling on their girls.
Oh, okay. You meant the guys were chasing you.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant the girls, like an Axe body spray commercial.
No.
You were being chased by girls in
outfits. Right.
But does that make sense to you, what I'm saying to you? Like, I didn't mean to say that moderates are bad. I'm saying be a moderate by all means. That's great. That's what we need to
have. Because he thinks the actual, Gert is on this, the actual religion is just violent. All religions, when it starts off, is all violent. It's all us, and fuck them, they have to die.
Like, I don't believe in interfaith the way people do. I think religion is like the Highlander. There can be only one.
But you can believe in people. Humans have a right to believe how they want to believe it, so they don't have to believe
that's
that
right.
it's all or nothing.
That's right. And that's why I'm not against. And you know, the bottom line is, like, I know plenty, especially when people talk about Muslims, they forget there's a whole bunch of, like, well, we had that kid from Bangladesh on.
Right.
It's not just the fucking. Totally not against Muslims. In fact, if anything, I'm just prejudiced against Arabs. Okay, thanks for the call.
Ignorant.
Are you Islamic? And what variety, if you are?
Yeah, I'm a Sunni.
Sunni. Okay, and is it like Salafis?
Sunni's pretty moderate.
Because I know Egypt, they have the like Salafis and like what's the difference between? And I understand, by the way, like a Salafi, that's not a word they call themselves. That's something other people call them, right? Like how people call Jehovah's Witnesses Russellites. That's what that like.
Russellites.
Yeah, Wahhabis are not. They don't call themselves Wahhabis. That's right. Something other.
So other people call them.
Outsiders made that up.
And people who really are into Felicity are also called Russellites.
Oh,
are they? Carrie Russellites.
Carrie Russellites.
No, I. We,
that's a fact.
Then she cut her hair, and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. She better not cut her hair. But what, like, what kind of? Like, I don't know. Like, how far into it do you go, man? I mean, are you into like, you know, women walking unescorted? Or whatever. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in freedom of doing whatever the fuck you want to do as long as you don't physically hurt someone else.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I'm a big supporter of gay rights and pretty much every human right there is.
Well, where do you live in Egypt?
Yeah.
In Cairo.
Oh, in Cairo.
In the main city. And what, like right now, what's going on there? And when the, I was just watching a thing about that, you know, when they put the, you know, they took Morsi out and I guess is he like sentenced to death, Mohamed Morsi?
Well, no, he's still on trial, and they're probably not going to execute him. They're probably just going to like give him life in prison.
What I mean, what should happen over there, man? Like,
wait,
I
who are you talking about?
The guy who was president that got deposed in a
okay, yeah,
the Muslim
yeah.
Brotherhood
okay.
president. Who
yeah.
Yeah. What? How is the like? What do you think of the Muslim Brotherhood? Is it like? Okay, why was everybody so mad at?
Is
them?
It like Boys the Men?
Why was everybody so mad at Morsi? I didn't fully understand. I understand he suspended
the terrorist organizations in Palestine, and he was going for like a he was trying to turn Egypt into Saudi Arabia, which is something we don't really want to have.
Oh yeah, because they want more freedom than Saudi Arabia has.
But for real, he was trying to do that. Make
but isn't
it
the Muslim
up?
Brotherhood the type yep. of ideology that is in Saudi Arabia that you wouldn't
it's,
want?
It's similar to it. It's a lot similar to it because that's how it came to Egypt. It came to Egypt because in the 70s and 80s when Egyptians would go abroad and work in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait.
Right.
And those areas, they come back with that ideology and try to implement it here.
Mm-hmm.
That,
right.
That's what basically turned Egypt down to drain.
And Morsi was sort of quietly resisted by like the deep state, by like the bureaucrats and like workaday government people. So they didn't let him do
it. Why was
he
resisted by them?
Because I mean, some of them were loyal to Mubarak, and others just didn't like
didn't
him.
Agree with his idea.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Like, if you support gay rights and all that kind of shit, like, how does that? I mean, like, for example, I support gay rights, and that made me, really specifically the gay thing is why it was kind of what got me out of my religion more than, on an ideological level, like, you know, I was fucking pussy and doing stuff I wasn't supposed to, that was a big part.
Yeah, that was fun.
But a thing that made
well, who's
going to
count those two pussies?
Yeah, they're not me. Who's, not Mohamed Morsi? No one. Who's fun, but who, like, how do you reconcile that? Because homosexuality, I mean, the Bible, very explicitly, that's like something you should be burned with fire for. So to me, I was like, well, I have a hard time believing these people want to be gay, that they chose yeah, well, it, and they're doing it the same.
It's not as explicit as it is in the Bible and the Quran. And there's a big part of the Quran which is just basically saying that your religion is between yourself and God, and you should right. not try to implement it and force it on other people, and try to force it from your belief on your or from your point of view. That's how I reconcile it, and awesome. I reconcile that they're humans as well, and they're free to do whatever the hell they like.
And why is nice. That? And life. How like your kind of belief system with it? Like how common is that? Because you know, I mean, you know, our buddy Hatem is on all the time. I would say I imagine he's the same kind of belief because he calls himself Muslim.
It's probably common among affluential people and like college age kids.
If you got money,
like
yeah,
if you got money and education, that's pretty much it. Because
an opportunity
to other cultures or other walks of life.
Right, you get to experience other people and not just be in a closet by yourself and your own religion all in your head.
Well, isn't the Muslim Brotherhood like they would view that idea of Islam as wrong, right? Like.
Yeah. They would view me as like an atheist because as a perversion right. of their version of this.
Yeah, we like perversions. We like perversions of shit because that's when people don't gotta get killed.
Yeah, we're perverts.
And that Mubarak had the worst ending of a career than Bill Cosby, didn't he?
He started up way on top. They don't even rerun his sitcom anymore.
They took it off. Pulled it off of TV One.
They took Mubarak right
off TV
there.
Land.
TV One took off Mubarak and family.
And you have to watch. What happened now? People that are like Coptic and shit out there, like, what's happening to them right now? Is it like any better for them, or is it still like, you know, Coptics are getting persecuted?
Well, it kind of depends on what part of the year. Some it gets better around Christmas and stuff like that. And it usually gets better when there's like trouble because people band together when shit's going down.
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty much it.
And what is your, now, as a guy who sounds pretty moderate, how do you feel about Jews? Hold on, let me buckle my seatbelt for it.
I'm completely fine with Jews. I've met a bunch of Jews, and I met a bunch of Israelis as well. They're pretty nice people, just people.
Here's my question. Here's my real question. Damn, all that. How many Jew broads you knocked down?
No.
Ooh, now to tell me how you really feel about them.
Yo.
How many you smashed on?
No. I've never had sex, sir.
You never had sex with them? You still got beef with them. You still got beef with them. You ain't fucking them.
How old are you, dude? How old are you?
22.
Oh, you're young.
Did you never have sex? Hold on. Did you never have sex at all or never have sex with a Jew? Which one are you saying?
No, I never had sex at all.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Well, listen, he's a good boy. Well,
I didn't
he's
lose
a good
my
kid.
Virginity until I was like 21 almost, dude, because I was a good church boy.
Oh, I ran through my virginity. I gave that shit away like it was canned corn.
Well, that's why you're going to burn in hell.
Friend, I welcome it.
Me and my friend Ali.
That's right. No, Ali's still a virgin. You're a filthy beast now. So you going, if you're going to meet me in hell, you're going to help with the decorations in hell, motherfucker.
Jesus forgives.
Satan remembers.
Do you think what's the creation story? Like from I vaguely remember it, but maybe you could tell me. Like what's the create, like do you have evolution in your version of Islam, or is it like, you know, the creator found some gum or a blood clot?
Well,
he found some gum under a cabbage leaf, I believe is the
it's gotta say that God created man from clay. He shaped
from clay, right.
Right.
Yeah, but then again, it isn't like literally said God did this and this and this and this. It's sort of a story, and you take from it the point of it. It's not literal. Not a little translation.
What now? And let me
he knows some stuff. This
yeah, listen, Ali's all right.
Yeah.
So, but why? Because I've thought about that too, of like taking, you know, not taking it literally, and my dumb religion. And I was like, why don't I just cut out the middleman and not do this at all?
Well, you don't need it. You know, the thing to remember, especially when you're such an iconoclast, is like there are a lot of people who sort of need and like. They need the
I need it now. I need chapter it now.
Yeah.
I don't not need it.
Let them finish, Kurt.
You know? Or you could be in a society where like there's really no option to be out and without it. Like that's maybe how you interact with the society around you, and you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, people need a vocabulary of symbols and stories and myths that they sort of share with people who are around them that sort of inform the rituals that, you know, help them make sense of a chaotic universe.
Star Wars movie. Yeah, you talking about Star Wars movie?
And ours are late.
Sherrod literally took the words out of my mouth. Like, is Star Wars not coming out?
It is. But ours are not useful. You know, ours are not, the ones we have now are not useful. It's like you can see it with people our age. It's like the like shared symbols are like Saved by the Bell and shit. It's like, you know, they're not effective for communicating anything particularly interesting.
The people our age now, they've replaced all that shit. So now you have, instead of original sin, you have privilege is the new original sin. Yeah. They replaced all the religious things with sex because people still need that shit.
Yeah. And the same assholes want to be assholes in the same way, but based on a value system that has a slightly different vocabulary.
Well, I mean, there was some stuff a couple years ago about like the new atheist movement and how it's dominated by men who treat women the exact same shitty way that men in religion treat women.
Oh, well, let's hear about
which
this.
Men?
Let's
hear. Which men?
So, like, the idea in the atheist movement is that most of the like important people in it are men, just like in organized religion.
So far, I like
and
it.
Atheism presents itself as an alternative to religion. So there's like sort of this organized atheism movement, but some of the criticism of it has been that it's mirroring the system that it's supposed to be an alternative.
So it's like down with women, but take God out of it.
Yeah exactly. It's like exactly.
Like who's the offenders? I guess I'm saying like who's the offenders?
I try not to pay attention to it because it gives me a migraine headache. But it's like it. If you look
I've heard them say that about Richard Dawkins a lot.
Yeah, I think he's a good example. He gets kind of a more unfair rap than he deserves just because he's the most prominent one.
I have one question as far as what could they be arguing about? Y'all all agree that there is no higher power and it's just y'all, so what is the point?
Interact with like other religions. Like if you're an atheist, like are you an evangelical atheist? Do you like walk up to little kids and like, God's not real? Or are you somebody that just kind of keeps it to yourself? Like
are you fanatical or are you just
yeah.
basically, there's a new thing.
Yeah.
So basically it just goes to support everything.
Yeah.
It's just like with any other religion. You got your extremists. Exactly. You got the rest.
You got Sunni atheists.
Yeah. You got your extremists.
But every religion has has this thing where it's like there's some aspect of religion where you're like, oh, everybody should be a little bit like that, you know, like you've Amish or something. You know, if everybody was a little bit like the Amish, and then it's a mix of that with, what are you, fucking crazy? God doesn't care about how many buttons you have. And that's, dude, that's every religion. There's something you admire about it.
And then it's something that's weird and strange about it.
And the thing is, the shit you admire about the religion is the shoehorn to shove all the cuckoo shit into your brain. Okay? So that's how Jehovah's Witnesses were. Yeah. We'd knock at you, knock, knock, and then I'd hold up a magazine, and you'd see a happy, multicultural picture of people high-fiving a dolphin.
You see the...
Would you like to live in a place like this?
Here's the good news about the Jehovah's.
I just made coffee. Come on in.
That property. I just made coffee.
That was like, yeah.
That Brooklyn property is about to go for $1 billion.
Wow. Yeah.
$1 billion to Jehovah Witnesses. So that's the church won't be open for a million years.
Dude, the real estate bubble never popped in New York.
Not in Brooklyn. Right there.
Now, those are white people who aren't scared of the hood.
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't care.
They ride their bikes as if they could keep their bikes in our neighborhood.
Yeah, but there's a reason.
Jehovah's Witness.
Dude, the reason for
that. I'm telling you. Jehovah's Witness, I don't care. They don't care. They go to any hood. Saturday morning? Yeah. That's fine. That's what they do. They don't care.
I agree with that.
Well, there's a reason. There's a reason.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't have, like, all this kind of racial shit. This was all new to me. Like, we didn't have that.
Right.
So, like, when I went to Philly, people thought we were a black religion exclusively, because everybody in Philly is black because of Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
But when
I got
there, I immediately had a place to stay, and I had fucking, you know, that kind of shit. It was a brotherhood. I mean, it was. And that's what I saw the whole time
I was
there.
So if you can have that part of it, not the other part, you would take it?
What, the...
like the camaraderie and the friendship.
I have that now with comedians. Yeah. I have it with comedians.
Can there be a blind Jehovah's Witness? Blind?
What do you mean? Like, is it allowed?
Yeah, like... Boy, how can you witness something?
Jehovah's ear, eavesdropper.
Oh, yeah, you Jehovah's witness, listener.
Your ears.
Yeah, you can witness through with your ears.
What if you're deaf?
See it with your eyes.
Witness means you.
I mean blind and deaf.
Blind and deaf.
But it doesn't mean you saw Jehovah. It means you are a witness to God's whatever.
Grace.
And then I go, Neil, I have to. So now I'm blind. Neil, I have to tell you. Where are you?
I'm over here.
I have to tell you about the good news.
I'm right
news.
Here. Nope, that's not it.
I'm right here. You're knocking on my dog, sir.
You're not.
Pat, she made
Please
coffee.
Stop knocking on my dog.
Come in and have the coffee.
The new atheist thing you're talking about, though, is, and especially it relates directly to Islam, where it's now, if you, see, remember you go, why do you not like Muslims? Dude, I like Muslims just fine. I don't like Islam just as I don't like Christianity and I don't like Judaism. So it's nothing to do with Muslims, that you're probably fine. I don't like the God.
You don't like religion.
I don't like the religion itself. The people.
I don't like what religion do to people. I don't like what religion do to people.
You're just saying you don't like religion all across the board.
Right.
So I think that's a lot less hypocritical than the stance that a lot of people take, where they're okay with some.
You're not being like you said. No, I don't discriminate. It's just religion. I don't care. I need
Well, you know, I have a problem with fucking terror or whatever. You take that out of it. Just the very concept of submission, the idea that my body doesn't belong to me; it belongs to God. This is Judaism. This is what they try to tell you, Karen. Then this birthright trip: your body belongs to God and your father.
We're gonna go into Shelby.
What?
What
happened?
And then we go into this
What is happening right now?
Let's keep talking. That's why I told more than away from the. You heard me? All right, good.
Yeah, everybody could believe.
He heard me.
Hey,
we only
Ali.
Got 4 minutes left.
Oh
so.
Shit, Ali, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
You believe in Sharia law and like as the law of the land? Let's say.
Oh, get out of here! That's what.
Oh no, because it's not really up to you to enforce your entire point of view on an entire country. It's kind of fucked up.
Well, dude, I don't have a particular hatred of that. To me, that's Ten Commandments are the exact same fucking thing. Where people are like, well, I want the Ten Commandments on the court. That's the same. Same shit.
Yeah.
And they somehow think it's like different. But we got 4 minutes. Ali, thanks for calling in, man. Why don't you call back in again?
Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got a call from that far away ever.
No, we haven't.
And check out Krastan. Dude, you should call him the Krastan Mal.
You're our go-to Egyptian now, Ali.
Yeah, hot Tim is out.
He's out. He's been away from the homeland too long. So, yeah, we're about to wrap it up.
I can't believe we're out of time already, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to get to hear this song?
Can we play the song real quick?
What song?
The Aaron song.
All right, let's play it.
Just
God
play
damn
it.
We got
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
Thank you.
How do you read with your ass? Teach me.
Yeah, it's I've been practicing, so I guess I'll have to wait for next time for my butt to read the news.
I love that.
Who are you promoting? Anybody? K-Bar?
Yeah.
We all good for right now.
Okay.
We're good.
I'm doing a show actually tomorrow at Union Hall, I think, in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called Tinder Live. Look it up.
At okay. Tinder Live. Okay.
Tinder Live. Go see Philly. Niels and Ghostbusters. Niels. Well.
Yeah.
When is that coming out, by the way?
July. Mid-July.
Mid-July.
Yeah, look for it there. A trailer will be out soon. Okay. It's really funny. It's going to be really funny.
I'm going to really go see Neil in anything, really, man. Yes, of course. Neil's the fucking best.
Come see me at UCB on the East Village on December 29th. Me and my friend Anthony are doing our show, The Two-Man Movie, where we improvise a feature film.
No shit. Okay. Erin?
Nothing right now.
Sharadi?
Yes. What?
Well,
I'm going on. Me and Tracy, we back on tour. We're going to be in Calgary. Calgary on January 7th. And plus, catch me on New Year's Eve on Fox. I'll be in Times Square again this year. You know, talking to the people.
Well, listen, start checking
talking
out.
Talking to the people.
our sister, I want to plug in specifically because we haven't been, is Crass the Mouth, our spinoff podcast, which has been getting like fucking better, man. And we
good.
Have.
It better be.
And it's a lot of spill-off guests from Race Wars right now. So that's what you go to get.
They got
to
start getting their own guests, though. Stop having out. Stop bumming off our guests and be your own show.
Well,
stop
why
bumming.
Would we not bum off of our
no
guests?
More bumming. Go find so we can bum off of them. We want to suck. We want to be a succubus.
They pay better.
It's do they pay better? Oh, I believe that. Do it. I believe that. If they pay anything, they pay better than this.
They got chocolate covered pretzels. You guys.
Wait a minute. I have a chocolate covered pretzel. And you're more than welcome to it.
Come on.
But welcome to
set
the show.
Set yourself up for
it.
That one.
Don't feed the animals, goddamn.
Oh, yeah. I do got some. FameLabsMusic.com. That's what you can promote
there we
for
go.
Us. Yeah.
God damn, it seemed like really fast, man.
It did seem fast.
This one was really
fast. We got to go 3 hours. We know that.
I know.
We got to work on a new deal
time
somehow.
Time flies when Kurt's explaining your own experience to you.
I'm explaining my experience. You hear that? Explaining my experience. Let a man tell you something, honey. Can a white man
Shelby,
talk?
Shelby, and then it's fine. Okay. All right, so that's it. That's Race Wars. We'll be back next year. No, we coming. We're gonna do a special show tomorrow or next week stand up. Right? We gonna do that?
Oh, because Sirius is closed.
Because Sirius is closed. All the staff is leaving, so they off this next 2 weeks. So we probably gonna still do a Race Wars, but.
Or do it at stand up. That's all.
Yeah, this one we'll put it on fucking.
All right,
going to 2 hours. Going to do 3 hours.
We might do three. Race Wars, baby. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Yatches.
Racism, we are not cured of, and it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public.
Nigger.
Nigger.
Nick. Nigger.
Nigger.
First of all, the word's nigga. That nigga. That nigga. Settle the fuck down, bitch, nigga. Nigga.
Because there's so much bigger news.
Nigga.
Bigger news. Bigger news.
Bitch, nigga.
Nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Man, these bitches look like niggas. Nigga. Nigga.
First of all, the word's nigger. That nigga. That nigga.
Obama loves you, nigga.
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 That nigga. Nigga. That nigga.
Cause there's so much nigga news.
Nigga. Nigga.
Nigga.
Obama. Obama. Obama loves you. Obama loves you, nigga.
Oops.
My bad. That's on me. Shut it down.
Race Wars.